podcasting show. Enjoy inspiring stories, interesting interviews, and powerful strategies from women around the world. Jennifer Hensel spotlights today's top podcasters, new podcasters, and expert guests. Get tips for leveling up your life, gaining visibility, growing your business, monetizing your podcast, and so much more. We invite you to support women in finding their voice and sharing their passion. It's all about women empowering women.
Well, I'm so excited today to bring you one of my favorite people, Dan Morris.
Yes.
You are many things, Dan. You've been doing online marketing for decades, right?
Yeah.
When did you start? Tell me when you started and what prompted you to start your online business.
Oh, well, this is an easy question. It was 2008. Prior to that, I was a successful Walgreens pharmacy developer. I built 65 stores in like 8 states. And it was great. You know, those are great projects. And then 2008 hit the recession. You remember all these stores closed. Walgreens decided, we're not going to build 400 stores a year anymore. We're going to go down to 14. So I was like, oh, well, that changes what I was going to do this week. So I don't know why, but I had all this idle time trying to figure out, you know, what to do. And I decided to play around on Twitter. Twitter was new then. And I was actually like a power user of Twitter at that point, in 2008. I was like the number one guy in Tennessee on Twitter. I had a bunch of conversations with cool people like Kelsey Grammer, just being on Twitter all the time. And one day I went to lunch with a young lady who understood social media more than I did. Like I understood Twitter from a conversation standpoint. And then at lunch, she said, you know how it all works, right? I'm like, not really. Because I was telling her that maybe I had to like maybe do my own business. And she was saying, well, you're good at Twitter, just use that. And at the time I was thinking, all right, what does that mean? And she said, well, think about your business is like the hub of a wheel, right? So whatever business you're gonna start is in the middle. And then you would use Twitter to talk to people and drive them back. And use Facebook and Pinterest and well, I don't know what it was at the time, but she was telling me use all the social media sites, Foursquare, you know, to drive people back to the hub where your business was. And then it all clicked. That was it. That was all it took. And I was like, oh, this is something I grasp. So I got so intrigued in that meeting, that lunch, that I went to a conference in Atlanta, a digital marketing conference called NAMS. And I knew Twitter. I wasn't a speaker. I was just a person there. So somebody asked about Twitter. And I said, well, after the session in the hallway, I'll just teach you how to use it. And then somebody else asked. And then pretty soon we had like 40 people. And then for the rest of the seminar, the rest of the weekend, like at lunch in between, I was teaching things in the hallway. And I got pictures of like 40 people sitting there listening while I was teaching Twitter. And then I decided I'm going to make a Twitter book, like how to use it. And then it just sort of snowballed from there. Like it all clicked. I figured it out in my head. Now I didn't really figure it out, but in my head I figured it out, and that was enough to say, all right, let's go. Now I know what I'm going to do next.
Oh, that's amazing. So you've done so much since then. Now I've known you for a few years now. You have a couple of amazing projects that you do each year, the Podcasters Kit and then the BC Stack.
Yeah. That's just like part, you know, I'm married to Rachel Martin. She runs findingjoy.net and that site's got like 700,000 fans and she's got a deal with Penguin Random House and she got on the Today Show and, you know, that site, like that's work all by itself, you know, that's a giant. We have a retail site called Ulu that supports findingjoy.net. So, you know, Rachel's quotes, they'll get shared 25 million times. Not like 2,500 times, 25 million times.
Hmm.
So we'll take the quotes And then we actually put them on prints that you can hang on your wall, you know, physical prints that are framed. And I think we sell those for $65 on the site. And then she's got t-shirts and towels and clothes and mugs and soaps, all the stuff on that site. So we do that too. And then, yeah, we have BC Stack, which is this week, Podcasters Quit, which is in October. And then we do, well, we haven't done a lot since COVID, but before that we were doing workshops all over the world, teaching how to turn your like hobby online into a career. We're actually going to do one digital one on July 15th, which is an upsell to the Stack right now. But that'll be our first one in a little while. And then I think we might go back on the road again when it seems safe.
We're getting there.
I guess it seems safe now, I guess.
We're far behind you here in Canada, so you guys are way ahead of us there.
What?
Yeah.
We're like the bad nation. How are you guys behind us? I thought we were alone with all the COVID. And then places like New Zealand had, you know, half a case.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, that guy's got a cold. Never mind. We have zero.
Yeah, well, I mean, I would say also, I think of you as the king of collaboration because, I mean, you don't just get a dozen people together for, you know, a launch, a giveaway. No. You, with the BC Stack right now, you've got 65 experts with brand new products, all launching brand new products and having 65 product launches. So can you tell me, can you remind me what BC Stack, what's the BC and the BC Stack stand for?
Well, back when we started doing these workshops, our business was called Blog and Concentrate, the BC. In Canada, they're like, British Columbia Stack? What is that?
Yeah, no, I'm from BC. That's why
my brain really
goes there.
So we've morphed that into Business Courses Stack. But, you know, in one of our, we did a 14-city tour of New Zealand where we did workshops. And while we were there, several people didn't know who Gary Vaynerchuk were. And I was like, that's interesting. And then a couple people asked me to take a look at their WordPress site at lunch. And I remember thinking, what are all these plugins that they're using? How do they not have Yoast? Like, how are they using these different things? So on the way home, we were thinking, like, how come they don't know our experts and we don't know their experts? And they have different plugins than we have. Like, how is it that we're stuck in like Facebook incest group, you know, where everybody's doing the same thing? Everybody says, what do you use for SEO for WordPress? And like 95 people say Yoast. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that's not the only one. So we decided, you know what we should do? We should marry the experts that we met there with our audience here and the audience we met there with the experts here into some sort of a summit where they could all meet each other. And then, but then I thought, summit, I mean, that's like Tuesday at 6 p.m. You have to be on to listen to a speaker. And that's good. But if you don't take notes, you don't walk away with anything. Like nobody really gains. So then we thought, what if we did a product summit where we get everyone to give us a product and put the products together in a stack. And then we'll sell the stack. And then the audience will get to meet all of these new experts. They'll get all kinds of new ideas they never had. That was the original concept, but we knew that it was going to fail because I just kept thinking, how am I going to get people to convince me to give me their product just for free? So then we thought, what if we promised the contributors that they would get a new audience? So instead of just having like a zip file that you download, if they would go to the contributor site and sign up and they'd get a coupon code to make it free because of the stack. But then the contributors would get a new audience. And that's what they're hoping for the whole time anyway. That's why their experts are trying to grow their influence and their audience size. And then the audience would still get 65, you know, new products I've never learned from before. And then a year later, we decided to add the affiliate component. And that was, if we got affiliates to promote the stack, people who've built their audience and their the way they monetize their life is they find products that their audience would like, and then they promote those products to their audience and they make a commission. Like, well, if we did that, we could also support families who have chosen affiliate marketing as the way that they monetize. So then affiliates would get the money, contributors would get the list, and the audience would get products. I was like, all right, this is a good product. We should do this. So
it's amazing. It's such a win-win for everybody.
Yeah. So now we're in year seven. Mm-hmm. Like you said, this year we thought, since COVID happened last year, if we ask people to create new products, they would be post-COVID. Like, that would be in your mind. So whatever that changed in our brains and our world and our society, that would be reflected in the product. Even if you couldn't really see it, it was still there. Now, you can watch a TV show and you know immediately if it was pre-COVID. Like, you could just tell, you know, like they're hugging people at the grocery store. You're like, that's not what we do anymore. No, we just wave. So everything's new and fresh. And I guess the best part, here's the best part. Today, I got an email from someone who said, I just bought BC Stack 21 and I wanted to thank you because last year, because of the stack, I met Tracy Phobes and I've been in her mastermind ever since. And I was like, well, that's cool. So the stack brings people from all over the world together. And if that introduces, she gets introduced to Tracy, and that's the personality and the brand and the thing that would help her business, then the stack like facilitated helping her business, which means it helps pay for her bills and her family and her lifestyle. So, I mean, I thought that was cool.
I think you've made hundreds of thousands of connections at this point. I mean, my clients always love it. My members and clients love it every year. Yeah. It gets better and better every year. And I know I come back as a contributor and I'm so thrilled and I'm so thankful to you for having me as a contributor each year, because it really is a win-win for everybody, the contributors and the people buying it. My members always rave about it. They love it. You can go in some of my posts right now where I posted about it and people have posted underneath, I bought it. I absolutely love it. You guys get it. It's got tons of value. So people love it. And so what's your favorite product this year, Dan? Do you have a favorite, or are they all like your children? You can't choose a favorite.
No. I always have a favorite.
Yeah.
Every year. And in fact, like, I always have this mentality. It's hard to fight the brain. Like, what's the smart thing to do? And what's the ego driven thing to do? And my ego-driven mind is always like, let's get Tony Robbins, right? And then my smart brain is like, let's get people like my parents. Now, my parents run Front Porch Ideas. And all they do is take pictures of front porches and then write about how to make a front porch design of your house. So it's really niche, right? But they went from 0 to 6 figures in 3 years, and it's been that way for 10 years now. They've been making 6 figures on Front Porch. They have no products, really. They don't really worry about email lists. They don't do consulting. They just make money on the ads. And you wouldn't know them. They're not Tony Robbins, right? But if they made a product about, you know, how to make a six-figure site on Google AdSense, like, that's who I'd want to learn from. This is what they do day in and day out. So they're nobody, but they do something really well. So at the beginning of each product, I'm always like, let's get Tony Robbins. That'll be great. And then I realized, wait. What I really need is I need really smart ideas from people all over the world. And in that process, I always come across something that's like, yes, that's awesome. So last year, Terry Fisher in Canada, he had this product about how to create an Alexa flash briefing. So like, if you wanted to, you could tell your audience to subscribe to your flash briefing. And then every morning, Alexa would automatically play whatever time they chose your voice, your words. Like, maybe you have an inspirational quote to start the day or something like that. Like, you can create a product on Alexa. And I was like, that is cool. So this year, a product came across that was how to build a digital empire on Etsy. Now, I've always thought of Etsy as like woodcrafts and painting, and, you know, stuff like that. But then this lady's making like $7,000 a month selling digital products like ebooks on Etsy. I was like, well, we need that. Like, who's doing that? I don't know of anybody who's doing that. It's awesome. Like, if you have an ebook and you sell it on your site and maybe Amazon, why not sell it at Etsy? So I thought that was cool. And then Chelsea Clark out of Australia, she has a product about flipping the niche websites. And what I really liked about this is at the beginning of the year, one of my resolutions was to take advantage of the assets this year, fully take advantage of our assets. So some things like I used to develop Walgreens pharmacies. So I have all of this knowledge about developing a commercial property. And I thought, I can't let it sit there. This year, I'm going to get it on paper. I'm going to make a checklist book, how to develop commercial property. I'm going to put it on Amazon. Like, I'm going to take the asset and stick it out there. It has nothing to do with my current business, but I can't just let it sit there. And another one is, when we first started, I started a website about resveratrol because I was part of an infomercial company where we sold a nutritional supplement on TV, and we sold this resveratrol product. So I decided I'm going to make a third party website all about resveratrol, the benefits, and then I would sell the supplement to the site. So that worked great. I mean, some months we made $50,000 selling the supplement.
Wow.
But then I started doing the body concentrated thing and I got away from that. And then it just sat there, just a website, an asset, you know, just sitting there. And every once in a while, I think to myself, oh, I'm not updating the plugins. That is going to get hacked. That is going to be a nightmare one day. So I put it on my asset list. This year, I'm going to fix up all benefits of resveratrol. I want to get it to the point where I can sell it, and I'm going to sell it. I'm going to get rid of the asset. Mm. So when that product came up, I was like, yes, this is what I need. I need to figure that out. And then the third one was, I work for Podcast Magazine, and we have this giant clubhouse room called Club Pod, of which someone I know speaks in Club Pod, and they presented us with a clubhouse product. And I was like, clubhouse, how timely is that? That is fantastic. Which you could probably talk to a little bit more about that particular product, but I thought, yes, that is perfect. So those are my three, one that was super timely and two that I needed.
Oh, that's very generous of you. Yes. Creating authority on Clubhouse. I'm a Club Pod leader also. And I guess they're the biggest podcasting club now. And yeah,
third biggest club on Clubhouse.
Yeah. Altogether. Yeah.
So how did I work for Club Podcast Magazine and you became someone in the room? How did that happen? How did you become a room person?
Oh, I don't know. I can't remember. I mean, I've interviewed Steve on my, I think I'm friends with Steve on Facebook, and I've interviewed him on my podcast, and, you know, I've advertised in the magazine. So I've been an advertiser. And so I just kind of knew the team and applied when it came up.
I'm on the team.
Yeah.
I'm an original member of the team, but I just write.
Cool. Yeah. You're an editor in the magazine, right? Which section?
Well, I always do gadgets and gear. Every month, but then I also always do the sections where somebody else couldn't pull through. Mm. Sometimes people are like, I can't meet the deadline this month. I'm like, that's what I do. I will fill in. So
that's awesome.
In the magazine, it's got my name on the front cover under gadgets and gear, but sometimes under history or news or tech or sports. So, and then I also sometimes do features because I figure, why not? Something cool. I should write about that. So yeah, whatever it takes.
Yeah. They let me have a room, but I can't get in on the editorial team. So you'll have to tell me those secrets.
You want to be on?
Yeah, I'd love to. I mean, I love the magazine. I've advocated for it from the day it came out. I just love it. I think it's such a high quality thing. And I just love podcasting and podcasters. As you know, I run the Women in Podcasting Room. So let's switch gears a bit. I'll just tell you some of the stuff that's in Creating Authority on Clubhouse. It's a templates package. So, and it isn't just downloads. It really reveals the system I use. I've gotten tons of members and clients from Clubhouse. Some aren't getting results. And I thought, well, I'll put my system together to show people how I follow up and really build genuine community and relationships with people from Clubhouse. And so it's my package that I put together with all my tools and strategies and secrets and templates. So it's all done for them. They could just download that and know exactly what to do on Clubhouse.
That's good, because I don't have an iPhone. So it was a long time before I was allowed to get in. And at that time, I was working on Stack. So I have, as of yet, to ever get on. And when I saw that you were going to have that product, I was like, oh, good. Once I'm done with the Stack, I'll figure it out, get that thing, and then I'll get hooked up.
Yes, it'll be so easy for you. It's a nice transition. The thing is, when Clubhouse first came along, I'm Android. I didn't have an iPhone either. Oh. I actually went and bought an iPod just to get on to figure it out, because I love figuring things out ahead of my members. Cool. And so I actually got an iPod and started with that. And then I thought to myself, do I really want to take on another social media? And I think a lot of people think that, you know, do I want to take on this additional? But really, these skills are transferable, because all of the social media, well, even Twitter now has spaces, right?
Yeah.
So all of the social platforms are going to open up audio. So this system I created, the Creating Authority with Clubhouse, can be used on any social audio platform.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yep.
It's funny how when we grew up, or when I grew up, you're probably quite a bit younger, but when I grew up, radio was like a thing. Like, you listen to the radio. And then all this other stuff came, and then all this other stuff came, and then the internet came, and then video and YouTube, and then all of a sudden we're back to the radio.
Yep.
We're back to Clubhouse. And I was so interesting. Full circle, back to audio.
The revival of audio. I think we're the same age, buddy. I'm 53.
What? What are you drinking? I don't look that young. You're wrong.
Yeah, so at first when Clubhouse came up and I thought, oh, I don't know if I want to take on another social platform, it's paid off. I just want people to know it's worth the investment and the time to get this stuff sorted out. And I've gotten tons of members and clients from it. So can't wait to do some rooms with you on there. So as far as podcasting, though, because it's a nice compliment to podcasting, and I know you're fully in the podcasting industry. And I run the Women in Podcasting group where we'll show this. And I was just wondering if you have any tips on some of the products that would be good for some of my podcasters. Now, some of them are just new to podcasting. Some of them are thinking of getting into podcasting. All of them need to know how to monetize their message. So can you think of a product that really stands out for you that would help with them?
So I would go back to the concept of the hub and spoke. So maybe if you're a podcaster, your podcast is your hub, right? Your words. Now, those words can be distributed to Spotify and all the other places. So what you have to do is figure out, how do I move people from their car where they're listening, or from their lawnmower, back to my hub? Like, how do I get them there? That is like the number one question. How do I do that? Oh, no, there's lots of ways to monetize, but ultimately, I would really like to see you figure out how to get them there. Like, how do they become part of the EO Fire Nation, right? How does John Lee Dumas create people who go there and they go to his website and they become part of this community? So whether you're starting or whether you've been doing it a while, you still kind of have that same challenge. Now, starting out, you obviously have some technical things you have to figure out. You got to figure out what equipment you're going to use, but all of those things, every single one of them, are so short term in terms of your podcasting life. Like, what mic you need, once you get it, like, you don't ever need to figure that out again. Like, you got it. Maybe you'll have to upgrade, but you don't really have to. It's not like a long-term worry. What you use to record your podcast, and these are things we just solve pretty quickly. And you can ask anybody. You can ask Jenna what she thinks you should have. But then one of the great products in the stack this year is from Crystal Profit, about building a podcast website. Now, I have a passion project. I have a podcast called Tracing the Path, because I grew up with Paul Harvey and Charles Kuralt and these great storytellers. And I have wanted to revive that whole thing. So I started this podcast called Tracing the Path as a hobby. And on it, I've just kept the website that came with the host. So it's like tracingthepath.libsyn.com. Like, you know, it's just, but it's a hobby, right? although it's become a cool hobby, like it's actually got some traffic and stuff. So for me, creating a podcast website has been paramount this year in turning my assets into something I can use. And a podcast website, if you go to some of them, you'll see it's a little bit different than a non-podcast website in terms of, you know, embedding audio and making sure that people can, you know, like see the little images, little snippets of image with the moving, whatever that is, sound bar with a little snippet, all the places you subscribe, the buttons, it's kind of different. So for me to go to all the different websites out there to kind of figure out what are the similar things between all the different podcast websites so I can figure out how to make my own, I mean, that's great. I would have done that when I was very early on, but now I just want to know, like, somebody else do that for me. So you go figure all the stuff I need, and then I'll just take the template, take the course, figure it out, and build my thing. Because I'm sort of past the idea of, if I don't do the research, then I'm not going to win. I don't know why I had the idea before, like if I needed to do all the work. But now I'm realizing, okay, wait, I end up with the same product I would have had in the first place if I had just taken the course. Like, how do I need to know all this stuff? So that's the first thing that would be great for podcaster, because it'd be nice to have a good home, a good hub for your site. And then there's actually a one-year membership to Infinitunes. Now, Infinitunes is a site that actually creates music for you. So you give it a tone, a length, you go in there, you plug it in, and it will spit out music for your podcast, which is great, because in the beginning, having to like overcome the idea of where do I get music, copyrights, where do I put it, all that stuff is a little bit taxing to the brain. So how about just use Infinitunes for now? And even if you're an expert, like get rid of your copyright concerns and use Infinitunes, period. But you can pretty much create, you know, any kind of sound that you wanted. Now, if I were you, I would probably leverage Clubhouse. I would use Jen's product as a podcaster because it's an audio medium. So why not use people who love audio, like get a community of people with audio on Clubhouse, and then they can listen to your podcast because it's still something they love, right? And they could listen to that in the car when they're like, obviously you can't be in Clubhouse while you're mowing the lawn. Like there's just, you just listen, I guess, which you could, but you can definitely listen to a podcast because there's no interactivity. There's no trying to speak. You just listen. So you could totally use those two. But then outside of that basic thing, like those three things are just basically audio. But what about, how do you turn it so that the podcast can actually feed your family? And there's only one way, that is money in. Money has to come in. So for me, like with Rachel's book, which we got published through Penguin, great, we have a book, right? Great, we have a book. And the book is selling for $11.99 Amazon, which means I can't sell it for more than $11.99. Like, why would you buy it? I mean, Rachel could sign it. I don't know how much that's worth. But I can make, using some of the courses in Stack, I can make merch so that I can create a bundle. I could make an accompanying workbook to go with the book. I could make a book club guide to go with the book. I can make a journal that looks, you know, it's got the look and feel of the book. So when you're done, you know, when you're done reading the book, you can take notes. They talk about yourself, trying to figure out, you know, how to make my life better. I could create bundles. Now, a package, you know, like a book, a club guide or a book club guide and a workbook, I could probably sell that for $22.99, not $9.99. And all I have to do is email it. So my profit is way more than just selling for $9.99. Now I've doubled my profit, maybe tripled it. So if you just start thinking about, okay, what is it that I could do? Now, what if you have a running podcast? Guess what? There are 90 million people in the world who are very proud to be runners. They got running shirts. They're proud to wear Nikes and not Asics. They're proud of their running shoe size. They're proud of that they run in the winter in the cold, or they don't run in the winter. They're proud to be morning runners, not evening runners. They're proud they get these little medals for their 10Ks. They love running. Now, if your podcast is about running and the people who listen to it have running as a source of pride, then you should probably create laptop stickers for them to put on their laptop, or bumper stickers that says, I'm a runner, because they want to show that pride, right? So there are actually templates in Stack this year, even to create laptop stickers, like that whole process. There's an entire course on creating low content of publishing, self-publishing. So if you just think about your audience and who you're trying to attract, and is it possible that on their bookshelf, they have stuff like your podcast? They've got books like the stuff that you talked about. Maybe they have a poster on their wall. Do they have a shirt? Like, what is it about your podcast that they love? And if that is a source of pride for them, then I would say as a new podcaster, your job is not only to entertain and educate, but also to help them be proud of that thing that they're proud of.
Oh, that's amazing. What a great tip. Merch is such an awesome idea. I remember waiting and waiting for Mark Maron to release his mugs. You know how he has a limited series of his mugs that he would release and everybody would be waiting and they'd sell out right away. Merch is a great idea as part of building your community around your podcast. Yeah. That is such a great tip.
Now, so, Mark Maron's mugs are Mark Maron mugs, right? Mm-hmm. And Rachel sells Finding Joy shirts on her site. And if you go to Starbucks, there's a Starbucks mug that has the city name on every place that you go. It's a different city. But that doesn't, you don't have to sell a mug with your podcast name on. Like, it could be a running quote. You know, it could be a phrase that's totally, like the phrase two club wind means something to golfers, right? So you could have, you know, something about two club wind on a mug and still fuel their pride. If you have this mental block that nobody's going to want to buy your podcast name because you're too small, don't get rid of that. Don't sell your podcast name yet. Wait till you feel comfortable that it's big enough. In the meantime, sell them stuff that will make them proud of being a runner.
Oh, that's brilliant. You are absolutely brilliant. And I just want to thank you so much for being such a mentor to me and such an inspiration to all my members and clients over the years.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know I was. That's awesome.
I really appreciate you so much, Dan, and you've been like a mentor to me, and you've been so accessible. And the community you've created of all the collaborators, I've kept in touch with many of them. And it's, you know, you've created a huge family over the years. Yeah, and right. When I first started too, this was one of the first collaborations I was in of this type. And you were so helpful and accessible, and you still are every year. And so thank you so, so much.
I didn't even know this was going to be about this. This is the best live video I've ever been on.
All right. Well, are there any closing thoughts you can think of for the BC Stack right now? Because we only have, 3 days left now, 4 days left?
Saturday night.
And it'll be gone.
Let me tell you something. For those of you that listen, Sunday night, or Saturday night at midnight, I'm going to be tired. And I take down that page right at midnight because I am just ready. I'm just ready by the end of the week. And when I take that page down, I put the coming soon sign up for Podcaster's Kid, which means that the shopping cart goes away. Now, on Monday, I get about 100 emails about my computer exploded, my grandma died, I dropped the computer in the pool. Like, I opened the tab, but I never finished. So, and I have to write really, really nice, I'm sorry to tell you that it's closed emails. They always say no, but I have to try to say it nicely because they ask so nicely. But it closes on Saturday night midnight. So please don't make me write the no sincere emails. I don't like writing them. Just grab it. And here's a tip. The upsell is to buy next year's for $27. If you take the upsell and you buy it for $27, then next year I will send you a special email that gives you that chance again for the following year. So you only have to pay $27 a year forever. You'll never have to pay more.
But if you miss it, amazing.
You'll always be paying 47.
If you miss it, yes.
Yes.
That is brilliant. You're just, your whole system, brilliant. What you're offering and how you've gathered all these amazing people, and every single person on that list in the package is just offering amazing value. So thank you so much, Dan. We really appreciate you so much. And you can find the link to the BC Stack, what we're talking about this right now, what we're talking about is the world's largest product launch. It's all product launches in there.
So I'm very excited that you guys have even stayed to listen to the whole thing. I hope that you take advantage of it. I really do. And if you don't, then tell somebody you know who could, because the products in there will change somebody's income and their family for life.
Yes. And just one more question for you.
Yeah.
How can we get Rachel on the Women in Podcasting show?
Just tell me when. I'll have her ready.
Okay. Okay, great. Well, yeah. Say hi to her for us.
All right.
And tell her we're all big fans of her over in the Women in Podcasting group on Facebook. And thank you so much for being with us, Dan.
All right.
Bye for now.
Bye.